Welcome back, everybody. Is anyone watching this new season of Drag Race right now? I'm gonna have to be honest and say I'm living for UK season 2 over season 13 here. Lawrence Cheney is my new idol. She's hilarious, okay? I've been doing drag for 5 years now, and I'm always learning and growing as a performer and entertainer, and I'm so excited to watch her this season because I think I'm gonna learn a lot from her. Do you remember your first drag show? Have you ever been to a drag show? The music blasting, the lights dancing across the sea of people on the crowded floor, a queen lip syncs to super bass. What a night. Let's dive in. So, I can't talk about my first drag show without talking about Club Imagination. I was so spoiled with my first drag experience because I want every gay bar to be like Club Imagination was in Dothan, Alabama. Al's on 7th in Birmingham gets the closest for me. I'm waiting for Mark to install the dungeon with cages, and then we'll be in business. Yes, Imagination had a dungeon, but I think I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. When you walked into Imagination, obviously you walk up to the cash register, and that cash register sitting on top of a glass case filled with cigarettes, lube, sex toys, condoms, probably just about anything you would need for the night after the club. But you walk through that small front room where that's located, that and a few pool tables, and turn the corner, and you walk into this huge, open, two-story space with a dance floor. The DJ booth is in a loft over the whole club. The stage has a catwalk, and immediately on the opposite side of the wall is a bar that stretches that entire length. So if you're at the bar ordering a drink, you can still see the stage and the show. It was mesmerizing, honestly, because I never experienced anything like that before. You got to remember, small, sheltered Christian boy. But I went with my best friend, Tristan. And y'all, we've been best friends since the second day of first grade. And we both ended up gay. I remember coming out to him senior year of high school and laughing so hard because he was like, I had been known. I was waiting for you to figure it out. Sorry, back to my story. So I remember leaving prom and all the gay boys in high school decided to hit up the club. Remember, I had never been. I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect, right? So when I walk into this space, I immediately felt at home. I remember feeling like I could relax, like I could breathe, like I didn't have to pretend to be somebody that I wasn't. Hashtag cue flashbacks of me trying to be straight in high school. It didn't work, obviously. So we were there a few minutes before the show started. So we got some drinks and hit the dance floor. It was a Friday, so it wasn't packed, but there was a queer bi POC dance team. Well, I think it was a dance team. Honestly, I don't know. I never asked. But they had a little choreographed dance routine for every song that the DJ played. I was living. I was like, y'all teach me that. What do y'all do? I had no rhythm back then. I was a poor little country white boy and did not know what was going on. Now I'm a city poor white boy and I still don't know what's going on, but I fake it like I do know what's going on. And so the queen, the head bitch in charge, I think her name was Crystal St. James, comes out and gets the show going. And I wish someone had taken a picture of my face because I'm sure my mouth was hanging wide open. Because being the sheltered child that I was, I had no idea what drag was. I had no idea that men could dress up as women and perform on stage for money, and let alone that it was happening in Dothan, Alabama. And these men dressed up as these beautiful glamazons, dancing, death dropping, and splitting all over the stage. I was in utter shock. And then after the show was over, you know, they go back into the dress room, kind of like we do, and touch up their face if they want to take pictures or change if they're tired of being in drag. And the DJ's playing some awesome music. We're dancing and everything. And so Tristan takes my hand and we go to the bathrooms. I'm like, I ain't gotta pee. Y'all, we walk through the bathrooms to a door in the back of the bathrooms that led to another room in the club. And that was the quote, dungeon. There were four cages in the room. It was probably a 12 by 12 space. It was huge. And it had its own bar in there. It had its own DJ. It was literally like another club. And I loved dancing in that room because the AC was always on full blast. Now, this was almost 11 years ago. So the fine details are a bit fuzzy. But it was the feelings that I remember, right? The feelings of love, the feelings of acceptance, a sense of belonging, like I had found a home. Because after the show was over and we danced for a little bit and it was kind of, everything was closing down, the queens came out and were seated in that front room where the pool tables were. And I just remember chatting with them and just learning so much about the scene that I had just discovered. Then after the club closed, all of us gay boys went to Waffle House on the way home at the end of the night. And now I think a Waffle House breakfast after the club is some of my favorite memories that I will cherish forever. Not only those from high school, but I still go to Waffle House after the club sometimes here, or if I'm traveling for a show. And those memories of being with friends after a show, maybe being a little tipsy, and just enjoying each other's company, some of the best memories that I will ever have. And who would have known, 5 years after watching my first drag show, I would become a drag queen. We'll be right back. So I'm assuming you can hear me a little bit better than last episodes. That's because my brother-in-law sent me this fabulous Rode microphone. He had had it at his house. I guess he wasn't using it, and popped it over to me, and I could not be more grateful. So shout out to John. Thank you for sending me this microphone. I'm sure my listeners appreciate it as well. Yes, technically, my first time in drag was when I played Mother Superior in Nonsense in 2012 at Enterprise State. But my first time in full makeup was early November 2015. It was a rainy Sunday afternoon. We were all bored, had nothing to do. So Cora texted me and asked if she could put me in drag. And we had been talking about it, and how curious I said I was as to how I would look as a drag queen, because I didn't want to do drag if I wasn't going to look good, right? And so that Sunday was my Sunday to find out. And she came over, she put me in a mug, Aaron got put in a mug, but we're not going to talk about that. But who knew in a couple of weeks I would get in full guiche and perform for the first time as a hotspot. And I know that awful video is still on my Instagram and YouTube, but honey, you couldn't tell me anything. After I kicked that fan off the stage and relaxed, I was having a blast. And if you ever decide to do drag, my performance advice to you is to have fun with it. don't over choreograph your routine, because that's when you get in your head. And it's not a fun show if you get in your head and have to overthink it. Just have fun with it and have a party. If you're having fun and the crowd can see you're having fun, they're going to have fun with you, I promise. I think if you scroll to the bottom of my Instagram, you can still see older Kalana pics too, like first time in drags, first time as a performance. I think all that's still there. And I keep that as a reminder to myself and to my new followers of where I started and how much I've grown in 5 years. I'm proud of my growth. You know, not everyone's first time in drag is going to be perfect like we want it to be. Something's not going to go right. So just be flexible. It's okay. Most of us had no idea what we were doing when we started. But now, with the popularity of RuPaul's Drag Race, there's a plethora of makeup tutorials out there, wig styling tutorials, sewing tutorials, and I still don't know how to sew a garment. I mean, I can sew a garment, but I don't want to. You can also learn how to make a headpiece, how to make a back piece, how to stone something, what tights you need to wear, like all of those beginner, for lack of a better term, tutorials are on YouTube somewhere, either under Wild Presents or Cosmopolitan, or even under personal drag queens' YouTube pages. They're all going to be there. But I'm very thankful that I had a drag mom show me the way. And I find our relationship very special. Some of my favorite memories are with Cora in pockets before the show started, putting on makeup with the girls. Cora, step by step, would do one half of my face, and I would follow right along with the same step on the other half of my face and try and mimic what she did. That way I was learning how to blend, how to make that eye shape, how to do and wing the eyeliner, how to draw on my eyebrows, which I still don't get right to this day. Eventually, I was comfortable enough to go buy my own makeup and dive into it and figure out my own face, because what Cora did worked, but it didn't work for my face, right? I had to discover my own face, because my face looks different from Dakota's face, looks different from your face, right? So we all have to figure out what works for our faces. So if you're interested in doing drag, I would say go to YouTube. Use cheap makeup to start, because honestly, some of the cheaper stuff is better than the expensive products. But that's another podcast for another day. I'll be right back to answer some of your burning questions about drag shows. Don't go anywhere. So I asked my social medias, what is one thing you wish you knew before going to a drag show? And the overall number one resounding answer was tipping. Yes, while you do pay a cover charge to get into the bar, that only pays the base pay of the performer. And depending on the crowd and the bar, that base pay 1 week might be $20. The next week, it might be $60. But it might change weekly, while others have a set salary that they make every night. That money also goes back into the bar to help pay rent and bills and other amenities. So it's customary that if you like what you see, you tip a queen. And if you don't like what you see, tip me, and I'll tell her why she didn't get her money. I think I heard Katalia Von Trapp say that one time, and I have laughed ever since. But in all seriousness, it is customary to tip at a drag show. Now, you don't have to go crazy. A dollar here and there gets us really excited. But I do love it when somebody makes it rain on me, and I get really excited for a 10 or a 20. But in today's world, it's very easy to forget cash. Just ask the entertainer for their Venmo or their Cash App I can assure you that they have one, if not both. Some clubs have those Venmos and Cash Apps projected onto the stage while the performer is performing, but other clubs don't have that capability. So you might have to ask the individual performer what their Cash App is so you can pay them. The next few replies kind of tugged at my heartstrings a little bit. One of my friends said, quote, that it is okay to like it, end quote. And you're absolutely right. It is okay to like what you see and enjoy yourself. Sometimes when we're in a new environment, it can be really scary. But hopefully the kings and the queens have made you feel welcome. Which leads me to another response I received, which was how judgmental some people at shows can be, both to the entertainers and to the patrons. Now, while this is easier said than done, I say do not let someone who is not paying your bills ruin your fun time at a bar. I had to quickly learn that there are people at shows that I could trust, but sadly there are other people at shows that I had to keep at an arm's length. And I hate to say that about some people, but honestly, sometimes people are just stuck in high school. And they live for that drama and stirring the pot. And I refuse to allow myself to be sucked into that drama. I'm too old for that. But then there is another side to that coin, right? Some of the most accepting people that you will meet will be at a drag show. A friend of mine said, quote, you don't need to guard who you are. And I 100% agree with him. The most freeing space besides your house probably is a drag show. But here are some basic tips, and you can take notes if you would like because I numbered them. Number one, tip a queen, either with dollars or Venmo, and do not stand at the front of the crowd and watch a drag show if you're not gonna tip. Because that's rude. Number two, ask to touch the entertainers. Never go up to an entertainer and assume that you can smack their ass or grab them for a hug or any of that. We are humans, okay? Which leads me to number three, which needs its own rule. Never, and I repeat, never touch a queen's hair. And if they're wearing a crown, definitely don't touch the crown and definitely don't ask them if you can wear the crown. That's not how this works. Number four, turn your flash on for all pictures. I did not spend an hour and a half putting on this beautiful mug for you to take a dark picture. Number five, follow the entertainers on social media and support your local drag. Tag them in any pictures or videos that you may have taken that night, because sometimes, and I speak from experience, we get so caught up in the night and performing that we leave and we've not taken a single picture but one selfie all night. So we would love to see what pictures you took of us at the drag show. Number six is very important. Do not ever get on the stage while an entertainer is performing unless you are invited to be a part of the number. Sometimes I've asked people on stage to dance with me or to make jokes or to say happy birthday or something like that, but do not ever just get on a stage while an entertainer is performing. That's a great way to get pushed off of a stage. So, number seven, sorry, I lost track for a second. Number seven, let the host of the show know that it's your birthday or your special event and we will work hard to try and make the night a little extra special for you. Maybe by singing happy birthday and embarrassing the shit out of you, or your whole bridal party if you're there for your bridesmaids or anything like that. So, number 7, let us know if you have a special event that you're celebrating. Number 8, after the show, when an entertainer is relaxing from performing, that is not the time for you to ask them a million questions about drag. We love that you're so interested. However, think about it. We just got done doing 12, maybe 15 minutes worth of dancing on stage. We would like to sit back and relax and have a beverage for just a minute. Number 9, not every entertainer is a drinker. So please do not be upset when an entertainer refuses a beverage from you, unless you know without a doubt that that queen loves fireball shots like me. Don't just bring them a shot. I would go ask and make sure, because to be honest, there are quite a few drag queens who are sober. So don't assume that an entertainer that you've never met wants a drink or a shot, because they might refuse it from you. So don't be disappointed if that happens. And number 10, and I cannot stress number 10 enough, have fun. Be yourself, relax, and breathe. We'll be right back. I literally right now just discovered that you can send me voice messages and reply to these podcasts. So in the description of this episode, I'm going to leave the link for that. You can copy that link, I guess, go to your browser and record a little message for me. I love it. Now, as we close out this week's episode, I'm sure there is something that I have forgotten to share with you, but the main idea here is to enjoy yourself, tip the queens, be respectful, and have a blast. Drag shows are going to be offensive. They're going to be funny. They're going to be crass, sometimes abrasive. Don't take everything that the host says seriously. I can guarantee you from personal experience, half the stuff I say on the mic is all bullshit. I hope to see you at the next show this Friday. We have special guest, Miss Birmingham Apollo 2020, Karis, the bubblegum goddess, joining us. So until next time, until next week, I hope you all have a great week this week. And as always, I'm here for you. Click that link in my description to send me a message. Love ya.